Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Hi, it's Angela here. And just before we start this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, I want to tell you about something I'm really excited about. It's the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat, which is coming up on November 16, 17 and 18. And I am just so excited to share all of this information with you. I've been planning this retreat for the last 3 years and it is finally going to happen. I have created something which is about taking you out of your business to work on your business, to work on yourself, to work on your health, your self-care. It's all about reducing the stress and reconnecting you back to why you went into business in the first place. Let's look at a different way of running business, and that's what the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat is all about. It's about fun, it's about learning, it's about connections. And if you want to know more about what we'll be doing, why not pop over to the website www.angelacouncil.com/entrepreneurs-playdate-retreat. I certainly hope you decide to join us there. Now, on to the episode. Bye. Welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we learn the secrets of being in business, living a great life, and doing it all without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council and I am your health and lifestyle mentor. This week I am joined by Karen Pethard, and I want to talk to her a bit about self-care rituals, because she has this beautiful business called Combatus, which is all about essential oils and oil mists. So being able to spray the oils over you. And I want to grab Karen on the call today, because one of the things I find that so many women are so busy building their businesses, raising families, doing everything for everyone, that they forget about self-care. And that's why I wanted to talk to Karen, because I know she's got some really simple rituals that we can be doing every day that can actually help us feel better, drop our stress down, lift up all of our energy, and we can do it all with the most gorgeous smelling oil. So thank you, Karen. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela. So lovely to be here.
So tell us a little bit of your story. You've got a couple of kids, you run your own business, plus you work with your husband. So tell us a bit of your story and how you got to be doing what you're doing now.
Okay, so I guess in a previous life, I worked in marketing, and at the time I was working in brand development in big FMCG companies. Had children, so I have two beautiful children. They are now 8 and 11, and realised that that wasn't the life that was going to sustain me, and that was not a life that I wanted, given the limited flexibility, as we all know. You know, when kids come along, life is different. And I knew I wanted to be there with the kids after school, and just to have that flexibility to be in their lives. And so what happened for me was that in the beginning, I spent a lot of time working, as you mentioned, with my husband in his business. I guess it's our business, but it's primarily the business that he runs. But I knew that there was just something else out there for me. And when I had spare time, I found myself taking short courses in health and nutrition, or, kinesiology short courses. I've always had an interest in health and well-being and wellness. And I guess for me, I was doing it for myself as well. So we're often drawn to the things that we need the most. So I was really benefiting from the time that I was spending understanding more about well-being and what we can do as mothers, as that sort of centre of the family, as women are. We talk about that whole concept of when mums calm and feeling in control, the whole family thrives. And if mum's happy, the kids are happy, and generally husband's happy too. So, look, it wasn't until a couple of years ago that Combatus evolved, and it really evolved as I learnt more about this space of energetic healing, but also just really learned and understand and just receiving the benefits myself, just understanding what essential oils can do for us and how they can support us. And the idea for Combatus evolved because I was really loving the oils and I really wanted to share them with other people. And a really effective way of sharing the oils is to blend them into a mist format. So we can apply oils physically. We can also inhale the beautiful benefits of the oils. So as a really cost-effective, easy, but really engaging way of sharing those oils, for me, it came to me just in this aromatic mist format. And what I really love about the oils is that they can work on so many different levels. They work on a physical level, but what was really intriguing for me was how they can really support us on an emotional level. So as I started learning more about the oils, I just learned how beautiful they are in supporting our emotions, our feelings, and supporting our nervous system. So I'll say, you know, I was thinking about different blends for different purposes. It just so happened, and there's never coincidences, it was at that time that I was hearing from a lot of friends, could you just do a little blend, just something for me to get through that really busy time in the morning? And I know the kids go away and they spend the day away from me and I do have some time to focus on what I need to do, but how can I just get through that morning where it's crazy? So each mist blend I then developed really with a purpose in mind, and a lot of the mist blends have come about just through chats with other girlfriends, other mums, just people needing that little bit of support, and for myself as well. I mean, these have all been tried and tested.
you know they all work
in my family. Yeah, so look, the whole idea evolved, and at the same time I had embarked on more formal studies, and I chose this area of energetic healing. And I guess what really resonated with me is this whole idea that we are, our reality is a result of our thoughts. And I think that we can really support our thoughts and our moods and emotions with essential oils. So with each oil blend that I created, I've also come up with an affirmation or a number of affirmations that work with that particular blend, so that there can be an association that can be made as well. So if you like, it's a little bit like combining nature with spirituality, but it doesn't necessarily need to be spirituality on a, you know, a woo-woo level, which is how a lot of people describe it. You don't need to sit in meditation for 2 hours a day. It's just an awareness, I think, and it's, for me, spirituality is more about just being in the flow of life, and just sitting really comfortably in my own skin. And for me, that's sort of a goal for me in terms of when we talk about well-being and a spiritual path. That will mean something different for everybody, of course.
So tell me, what does Combatus mean?
So Combatus is a word that was made up by my daughter. it's really interesting. When she was about three, and kids make up names, as they do, she made up this word and she kept repeating it. And she said, I've made up a new word. It's Combatus. It means to be happy and healthy. And this is just out of nowhere. And we thought, wow, that's interesting. And I actually wrote it down because I thought, wow, that's cool. And didn't really think any more of it until she was about five or six, and she really observed my interest in health and well-being. And she said to me, when you open your health food shop, because that was her idea of, you know, what it might be, when you open your shop, I think you should call it Combatus. And she had, and this word had come back again. And so only a couple of years ago when I was really, I started bottling them and creating some labels just for friends and family, just to share, I thought, wow, these really do need to have a brand. And I thought, I just thought, I need to look up this word Combatus. And of course, it's not a word that exists. If there is any association, there's a Latin word to combat, which I think is positive anyway, because my whole philosophy is around inspiring the positive with these mists.
Yeah.
So it was just a beautiful fit. I mean, it was almost...
It's almost like a gift from the universe, wasn't it, via your daughter?
I really do. I feel like this business has been divinely guided in so many ways, if I can say that. I really do. I just think there have been some beautiful connections along the way.
Yeah, and I really love what you're talking about with the, when we talk about scents and just the smells of things and the emotional side of things and how it actually affects us on an emotional level. Because, you know, most people would say, well, what do you mean? How does it affect you? But when you think of it, you know, from the moment that we are first born, we're getting, you know, our sense of smell is one of our strongest senses. You know, we can smell our mother's milk. We can't do much else. But it's that sense of smell that it's with us the whole time, and every single event in our life, good or bad, generally has some type of smell, and we don't always know it, but it brings that emotion back to us time and time again.
Yes, I know, we can smell something and it can take us back, right back to the moment.
How many people say, oh, every time I smell lavender, I think of my grandmother.
Yes, yes.
You know, or I smell a roast meal and I can remember our Sunday lunches for family and things like that.
And it conjures up those beautiful, warm thoughts and feelings. Yes, absolutely. And so what I've tried to do through associating a smell with a particular thought or emotion is to try and make that beautiful connection. So Clarity Mist, for example, is a blend of really quite uplifting and energizing oil. So it's peppermint and rosemary and blend of citrus oils. And with that, there's affirmations around being open in communication, being clear about feeling confident in the way I'm speaking today, or today I welcome a clarity of thought in every way, so that there can build up that association. And look, there have been studies that have been done, especially with peppermint and rosemary, with students and how their recall, so if students are studying and they're diffusing or misting those particular oils and then do that again at the time of the exam, there is that association and that heightened...
It's like an anchor, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, because that being a naturopath and using herbs, because one, I mean, obviously we use rosemary as a herb to increase memory, and the same for peppermint to give you clarity. So I use it on a physical herbal level, whereas you're using it on an oil level, but it still has the same effect because it's still coming from the same plant, and it's just different parts of the same plant.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And one of the things I'm starting to do a lot more work in now, because I work a lot in the chakras, and having different oils for the different chakras, and, you know, because when people have blockages, you know, energy blockages within certain chakras, I use the essential oils to help open up the energy flow again. And, you know, when I know people have got, you know, I can, because I muscle test to see where people's blockages are, and you can find that just using a couple of drops of a particular oil will help to open up those energy channels.
Absolutely. And, you know, beautiful rose oil to open up that heart space.
That's right.
And lang lang.
And the grounding herbs to open up the root chakras and all of that. I absolutely love that. And I'm doing a lot more work just doing a lot more research into a lot of the oils to actually see how they all fit in with the chakras. Because, you know, oils, that they all have an energy, and, you know, they have a vibration, the same as we have a vibration.
Absolutely. And whilst they can work at that cellular level, they can work on that energy field that surrounds our body and increase our vibration, which is all about then being more in sync with what's happening in our lives and being in center of that beautiful universal energy. So there are so many different layers
In the oils. And that's it, because it's not just, oh, it smells nice. But, you know, but even on that level, when you smell
something. Well, that's a lovely side effect.
That's right. Because sometimes, I know that there's some oils, patchouli doesn't do it for me. So some oils, I smell them and I go, you can't cope with it. Other oils, it's just like, oh, that's absolutely beautiful. But everybody's different as to what those oils mean for them and how they actually smell to them.
Yes, yes. And it's really important that if an oil doesn't appeal to you, don't pursue it. I mean, it's about finding the scent that works with you. And because there are so many different oils that can have similar qualities, there'll be an alternative oil.
Yeah, because I very much like the floral oils. I love all the floral, the rose, the geraniums. I love all of them. But having said that, some also, even though I love a lot of them, some of them I react to. So jasmine, that will have me sneezing. Mm. And, you know, because we have jasmine plants and everything as well. But even the oils will actually have me reacting. Even though I love the smell of it, I can't cope with too much jasmine around me. It will actually make me sick. Yeah. And I don't know why that is, but it just does.
So well, it's quite a heady oil, so I think it has that effect with
And that's it, because I do get it a lot in the head, and if there's a lot of jasmine around, even just the oil, if I've smelt too much of it, I actually get a headache, and it just goes right up to the head. So tell me some of the rituals that you use. You know, you've got kids, you've got two businesses and everything else you do. What are some of the rituals that you use to stay grounded and stay focused and kind of keep everything working okay?
Hi, sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to tell you about our private Facebook group, Stress Free Living. That's where we have lots more conversations about reducing stress. I share lots of tips for you so that you can run a business, raise a family and look after yourself. So check it out on Facebook. Back to the conversation.
Well, I start my day with meditation, and sometimes if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, I try not to start the day without just taking a moment of stillness, and that might involve using a mist as well, just to bring the attention to the moment before running off to start the day. So for me, in that space, I will practice gratitude as well, because I just think that's really important and just so powerful, is just to take that moment to appreciate where we are and what we have. And after, I actually like to exercise, so I'll often pop out for a run or do something for me during the day. Not every day, sometimes it's more gentle flowing exercise like yoga, but for me it's important for me to move. That's just the type of person that I am. But even when I shower, I take a moment just to be aware, just to be present. And look, I add some little drops of oils to my moisturizers and jojoba oil. But then when I sit down to work for the day, I do just take a moment to spray some highest potential or clarity or purify. Again, they're just moments for me to be mindful, just to anchor myself into that present moment. And then look, at the end of the day, I love a relaxing bath just with some
Do you
lavender
find time for a bath?
Look, I do, because recently I've had to prioritize some of these things, because I've realized that nobody benefits from me having not enough sleep, from me being anxious about all the things on my to-do list. I mean, honestly, I'm so big. Well, I'm changing, but for me, a to-do list is, you know, that's my life. Well, write things on my to-do list. And I had this conversation with my girlfriend. I sometimes think the to-do list can sabotage us, because we think that we're going to get to the end of that list and then there's going to be this moment of pure bliss. The to-do list never ends.
Actually, I changed mine for a little while. I changed mine from a to-do list to a to-don't list.
Yes.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing housework. I'm not doing that. And I went through a to-do list for a while and said, no, I'm not doing any of that. It was quite a short list because my to-do list seemed to get longer and longer. My to-do list got shorter and shorter.
Yes, I know. And, you know, and we do live in this sort of masculine world where there's this emphasis on having to do all these things and achieve. And I just think, especially for women, we need time to just be.
Yeah.
And that can mean something different for everyone. But even if it's just taking a couple of minutes every day to do the thing that you enjoy doing or picking up that book that you've been wanting to read but you haven't actually put the time aside to do that or to take a walk around the block, you know, just things that can mark a moment in time. Rather than just feeling that constant scheduling of one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and I don't have enough time at any of those points to actually do that perception that we don't have enough time to do all of those things that, you know, we've scheduled in. And I know it's difficult, and it's absolutely a practice I'm still working on, but I think just having that awareness that we don't have to be superwoman, or what does that really mean anyway?
That's right. And yeah, it'll, yeah, if it needs to get done, it'll get done. And
does
it need to get done today? If it doesn't need to get done today, well, just leave it till tomorrow.
That's right. And a lot of the deadlines are self-imposed anyway.
That's right. Yeah. And yeah, because I use a priority thing. It's like, does it need to be done today? Well, if it does, let's do it first up and don't and get rid of it. If it doesn't need to be done today, well, let's just prioritize as to when it does need to be done. How important is this? How urgent is it? And
yes.
I think that, you know, it's a lot of time we procrastinate on the things that we're supposed to be doing and
that's
do
right.
all the other stuff. And then wonder why that thing is still there and we haven't done it. It's been sitting there for 2 weeks.
That's right.
And you go, but, how important
but
was
I think
that?
It's just allowing ourselves those self-care rituals or moments as well, because then we think that it's... we feel guilt attached to it, or we think it's a luxury, and actually it's not. It's that whole idea of putting the oxygen mask on first, so that we can be of service to other people, because we can't be of service to other people if we are completely drained ourselves.
And that's right. And I think, well, I'm hoping that women are starting to become more aware of that. And when it's people like Arianna Huffington, who's written the book Thrive, and where, you know, she's very much about making sure you're taking time for yourself now, because she wasn't. And she actually, she was so tired, she passed out in her office and cut her, you know, split her head open as she went down the edge of the desk, and she was passed out. And that was because she had been overworking herself so much and she hadn't been sleeping. And that was a big wake-up moment for her to say, well, you know, like, I've got to start looking after myself. I run this massive empire, and if I'm not looking after myself, you know,
yes.
I won't be around. And I think that's, you know, as businesswomen, you're right, there's very much that masculine energy. You've got to work hard, and certainly you have to take action. But the little things, and this is why I love essential oils and the mists and things like that, I mean, because I have a diffuser as well. It's like you can spray an oil on, you know, do a mist, and you kind of forgotten that you've sprayed it. And then half an hour later, you just get the smell. The waft of the smell just comes as you're doing something. You can just smell it again. And it
yes.
reminds you, oh, I put that on before. And that was about, you know, being calm or whatever. And it just brings you back into the present because you just get that smell.
That's right.
And
that's
you go,
right.
Oh, now I'm back in the present. And just those little reminders every so often is just, it's enough to kind of go, oh, I can smell that. Isn't that beautiful? I just love the way that makes me feel. And then you might go back to doing what you're doing, but you've just had that moment.
A little moment, yeah.
Yeah.
And it can just be that little moment, and that's quite nourishing. That's a really lovely...
That's right. And that's what I love about oils, because you're just like... Because, I mean, you do stop smelling them after a while when you first put them on, but just every so often, you just go, oh,
yes.
I can smell
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree. And, you know, just the thing with Arianna Huffington is that I just think it is a shame when women push themselves when it has to be such a big bang on the head to take action. But we get little taps on the shoulder. But often we're too busy to notice.
Yes.
And anything that can help just slow us down a little. And I totally agree with you. We need to take action. And, you know, we can't just stop and not do anything. But to just notice when you're feeling a bit off or there's a headache or whatever that is, take that moment then to stop and just acknowledge it and just be aware of it rather than having to wait for the big wake-up call.
Yeah. And because I see all the women I work with, generally they don't start working with me until they've had the breakdown. And I'd love to be able to start working with people before they get there to teach them how not to get there. Yes. But unfortunately for many women, it's the break, you know, I'm getting sick or I can't do, you know, it's starting to impact my business. That's when they'll do something about it. And it's, you know, it's kind of almost too late. It's not too late, but it's just a longer journey back once you've got that far than if you kind of do something earlier. And just, I love your little rituals where you just every so often in the day, you're just taking a little bit of time just to be present and you're using the different oils just to keep you present, even if it is only for a couple of minutes. And I think that makes a massive amount of difference just because we can all afford 2 minutes.
Absolutely. And sometimes just doing a mist and repeating that affirmation, that can take 20 seconds.
That's right.
But at least it's something, and it's just that reminder. And once I think you start doing that, you're drawn to do it more often as well.
Because it makes you feel so much better and you start to notice how relaxed you are and, you know, just how peaceful it can be. It's for me, it's like I can go just walk down. I'm lucky I'm not too far from the beach, and just going and sitting at the beach for 5 minutes just is so energizing because you're just outside and, you know, just to take that now, it's like I miss it if I haven't been to the beach with it every couple of days because I just need to do that. And it doesn't take that much time out of my day. I just these days, just after I drop the kids at the bus stop, I just go to the beach for a little bit, sit there. I do my meditation down there and then I come home and I'm ready to start. And if I miss out on that, it's like...
That's fabulous. Yeah, it's like a little reset.
That's right. And it's not taking anything away from what I do because, you know, there's no point in me starting work any earlier. No one else is working.
Yes, and this is the idea, though, that you'll be more productive.
That's
and
right.
Calmer as a result of doing it. And
so tell us, where can people find out a little bit more about your MIS? What's your website?
So the online home is Combardis. So it's combardis.com.au. And I also have a profile on Facebook and Instagram, so just sharing some of the affirmations and little self-care rituals, and it's a lovely place just to interact as well, because I love hearing the stories of how people are using the mists, because that really helps other people as well when they can hear other stories.
So your social media, is that under Combardis or under your name?
Combardis.
Okay, so both on Facebook and Instagram.
That's right, okay, yes.
So we'll make sure all of those links go with the show notes when this interview gets published. Now, I have got a question for you. Just a little bit of fun.
Here we go.
No. When you're at high school, who is your secret boy band crush?
Boy George in the Culture Club.
You'd be amazed the number of people would say that.
Really? I had posters up in my wardrobe.
And then you got so disappointed as you got older, didn't you?
That's right.
Because you thought all men dressed like that, didn't you?
Oh, that's great. It takes me back.
It's funny. So many women. That's the answer I get from so many women.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, that's fabulous.
Maybe you're all in the same age group. Maybe that's one of the...
Yeah, that's it.
This whole Boy George, you know, fan club, and I don't think he was looking for the women.
No. Oh, gosh, isn't that funny?
Because your men walk around with their hair in rags and dresses and things like that. I know. But the thing was, he was actually, at the time, he was having fun. And a lot of that, I think, is what it was. It's very, he was different. He was fun. And, and it was kind of like a little bit of different to what everybody else was doing in those days. It's like Adam Ant was much the same. I actually liked Adam Ant too.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to know my real secret? No.
Yeah.
And I think I said this before on one of my other podcasts. I was into the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, John.
See, and all the young people listening to this podcast right now
will not have any idea.
Going, who the hell's the Bay City Rollers? And I'll just tell you that they used to wear short tartan pants. That's all I can, 3/4 pants, and they had tartan on them.
Oh, that's fabulous.
The ultimate boy band.
Ultimate. Oh, gosh. There were a few of them, weren't there? I mean,
they were. Wow. They were all gay. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But in those days, we didn't know what that meant.
No, we were, very naive.
Wish my kids were that naive. They know it all now.
That's right.
So I want to thank you for being on our episode today and being so much fun. And I hope all of our listeners got something from that, and particularly the importance of just taking a few minutes every day just for a little bit of self-care ritual. Now, if you have your own rituals, please share them with us in the comments underneath this podcast on the website, our website, www.angelacouncil.com. Or if you're over in iTunes or on Stitcher Radio, please leave us a rating and a review. I'd absolutely love that, so that we can get more people listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe whilst you're over there. And until next week, when I'll be back with more great information on how you can run a business, raise a family, and do it all without all the stress. My name is Angela Council. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.
Hi, it's Angela here again, and I certainly hope you enjoyed that episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. Before I go, I just wanted to remind you about the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat that's coming up on November 16th to 18th. This is 2.5 days of working on your business, working on you, working on every part of your health, your business and your mindset. It's time to just take a bit of time out, relax, have a little bit of fun, get rid of the stress. I've chosen a fantastic retreat center. You can do yoga, meditation, whatever you want. There's lots of free time, as well as spending some time planning what you want to create in 2017. So if you want to find out a little bit more about what we're doing, or you want to book in to join us, bring a friend along, visit www.angelacouncil.com/entrepreneurs-playdate-retreat. So I hope to see you soon. Bye.